get some sticks and beat that stuff out. Take your pain and hold it up when the wind was blowing and so the wind could blow all that trash out of it. Mm-hmm. And then we put it in a bag at a bucket or something, save it to cook and eat. You didn't buy no rice and no meal. Take that corn and carry it to the grit mill, have your grits made, meal made. And we had it made back there.
You killed your own hogs?
Killed my own hogs, own chickens. Plain milk and butter.
I've heard people say you can make something out of all the parts of the hog.
Well, I tell you, you can use every part by the hog but its whistle.
What's the whistle?
You don't know what a hog whistle? That little round thing right up on his tail. That's what you call a hog whistle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the liver?
Well, we would, the hog liver, we would fry some of it, boil some of it. And you know, with the hog heads, and then eat that. We'd take some of it and make liver pudding. You ain't never had no liver pudding, either.
No, ma'am.
Well, we would boil it and make liver pudding. And child, and that was something good, I'm telling you. Put a plenty of onion and black pepper and stuff in, and make liver pudding. It was good. I don't like cow liver neither. We use all part of that hog but its whistle.
And your main bread was cornbread and biscuit.
That's right.
What about sweet bread?
Well, we make that out of flour and meal, you know. And we ain't gonna cook syrup bread. You put your little meal and a little flour in it and pour you some syrup. Put you some butter in there. And flavor. You know, Jeff, we didn't have no flavor in no bottle like we had today. We had to save our orange peel and lemon hull. And we put them in the stove and parch them. And beat them up. And put them in there. And that made a, give a good flavor for them.
Did you have pancakes?
Pancake? We ain't nothing about no pancake. We used to cook batter cakes.
Is that the same
thing? Yeah, that's the same thing. They got a new name for it, pancake now, but we cook batter cake. Batter cake. And y'all, let me tell you what about the hog hoof. You know what a hog hoof is?
Is that on the feet?
Oh, yeah, that little hard thing on the feet. When we kill them hogs, get cut them feet off, and we save his hoof. Like when you have a bad cold or something, you would parch them and boil them and make a tea. And that's what we take for our cold. And it was a good thing for a cold, and we didn't, nobody going to no doctor drink hog hoof tea. So you see, we used everything about that old hog but its whistle.
What did you use the hair for?
Well, we take the hair and save it until we get ready to plant white potato. Mm-hmm. And we make a fur and drop that fur, the hair down in that fur.